If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You found Atomic Android Radio.
Hello and welcome to In Universe, where we talk the ins and outs and all our favorite fictional universes. I'm Andrew.
I'm Adam.
And today we're talking about the Injustice animated film and the Injustice video game and comics because of that. But then we watched the movie.
Early, I might add.
Yeah, we watched the movie last night because we were going to record last night. And we watched it just before. And right as the movie ended, like, both of us were just like, I don't want to talk about this shit. This movie sucked dog dick. I don't want to do an episode on this. And so we sat there and we struggled desperately to find something. And then I stumbled on a post about DC fandom that it was happening today day of recording at like 10 a.m. I'm like, oh shit, we could just watch that and talk about that. So today we're talking about DC fandom 2021, and then maybe a bit of Injustice. It was in
look
here.
We'll probably get into it a little bit, especially
so we watched it. I didn't know this, but you told
I realized this during fandom.
Yeah,
you were watching
there
it.
Was a segment on fandom about Injustice, so I'm sitting here watching it. I'm like, I don't give a shit about this segment, move on, I've seen the movie, why are they doing this?
And then I saw the end of that little segment, which is like Blu-ray, like DVD, the where you could buy it. Mm-hmm. And it was out October 19th. And so at first that didn't strike me much, and then I think maybe another segment happened that I was really bored during, so I was thinking about that and I was like, wait a minute, we watched that not on the 19th. So I looked into it, and yeah, it's not out yet, it just leaked.
Oh, I guess we just kind of admitted to illegally watching the movie.
I didn't know such thing, Your Honor. If this is being played in a court setting right now,
what it means is it seems like we admitted to watching that, but really maybe our uncle who works at DC Comics sent us an early release a review copy for it.
We got a review copy of Injustice,
of Injustice the animated film.
Your Honor, I plead the fifth.
Fully legal means we watch this. Anyways, DC fandom, they announced some cool stuff
lot of stuff, most of it, and maybe this is just bias on my part, I didn't give a shit about.
Yeah, no, I was watching a lot of it and being like, man, I really don't care about a lot of this. So I you started watching it when it went live.
Yes.
And then you started texting me about it. And I was just gonna like watch it afterward, like all the stuff that was announced and everything, and like watch the trailers and whatnot, and then we could talk about it here. But I'm like, oh, if we're doing an episode on it, I better watch it. So I like watched it. I was 15 minutes behind. So I watched some stuff, some pretty cool stuff, like the Black Adam.
We got a teaser for that.
Yeah, teaser behind the scenes thing.
For Dwayne the Rock Black Adam.
Yeah, I did not know this, but it showed in that Pierce Brosnan is playing Dr. Fate, and that makes me more excited than for this film than I've ever felt before. From what I heard about this film, like just the snippets, like I had a hard time like connecting the puzzle pieces of what it actually was. I'm like, is it a buddy cop between Hawkman and Black Adam in like ancient Egypt? Is that what this film is?
From what it seems like, and this is based on pure speculation, it sounds like a Justice Society versus Black Adam movie.
Yeah, I could see that. There's
Because we're getting Cyclone, a character I quite like from Justice mm-hmm. Society. We're also getting Atom Smasher, which people who heard my name at the start of this might know is a character that I like because he has my name in it.
Because he has your name. That makes sense. That tracks.
Look, technically, I was named after the Atom and Captain Atom. So,
I guess the Atom Smasher could be lobbed in there.
Well, yeah, if you're named he's after the son of the Atom, yeah, the original.
If you're named so we're after like Adam, brothers. Yeah. Fuck up.
Anyway, he's being played by Noah Centineo or whatever. Centineo? I don't know how to pronounce his last name. He's the fucking blank piece of wood that is in most Jesus of the Netflix Christ. Movies. The teenage Netflix, he fucking sucks. He's one of the worst actors I've
Jesus
ever seen.
Jesus Christ. Look, I've seen Kissing Booth. And if he's in that movie.
One. I don't think he's in that one.
I don't think he deserves all this hate you're throwing at him. I don't know if he is. But yeah, so this movie, it could be Justice Society versus
that's what it seems
Black
like.
Adam. Two of the, with Hawkman and Dr. Fate, those could be flashback characters to like
they could
scenes in Egypt.
In Egypt, though,
and then
I'm gonna suggest because they got a like a black dude to play Hawkman, so that fits because Egypt is in Africa. Mm-hmm. But Pierce Brosnan, which famously is very, very white.
Yeah. What I'm thinking is well, this is just pure speculation, and if I was using these characters, probably something I would do were Hawkman and Dr. Fate are the ones who like know about Black, like it is Justice Society versus Black Adam or whatever, but those two have the inside scoop on Black Adam.
Oh, yeah,
because they were both around in some way during the time.
Yeah,
because one's reincarnation, one's like a helm passed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, 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 like a take on my sword person. Kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's what I could. I mean, you could definitely see something like that in this little teaser. We got some behind the scenes footage. And mm-hmm. sans all CGI or anything, we did see a clip of Pierce Brosnan touching a lady on the temple and then doing like a little hand motion, like magic happened afterwards. Mm-hmm. So I could easily see that being an exposition spell.
Yeah, no.
Expositio.
Yeah, like show a little flashback. He's like, look at my past life or whatever. And shows that and he's like, this guy's an asshole. Maybe you have it like because they talk about Black Adam and Shazam. They talk about how he was like sort of a mistake deal, but I don't think they talk about how he was defeated.
No.
So maybe Hawkman and Dr. Fate
presumably,
had
yeah.
sort of a
or
pseudo
Naboo, maybe even.
Yeah.
Well, not
or
Dr. Fate
Naboo,
or the helm
yeah,
yet,
the,
but Naboo himself
yeah,
potentially.
Maybe they had sort of a pseudo like Justice League, Justice Society back then.
Yeah, I could maybe go with some of the other ancient
tie
Egyptian
in
characters.
Blue Beetle.
there's kind of not that many Egyptian
characters. Actually, there's a weirdly amount. It when you're like looking for them specifically, you're like, oh, I only got like three or four of them or whatever. But like, if you think about like a roster of superheroes, it's weird that a like strange amount of them come from like ancient Egypt or are connected to it. I like all those characters and the stuff they got going on.
Marvel tends to stick to Norse mythology, and DC tends to stick to Greek mythology, tends to. Mm-hmm. But they also have a decent chunk of Egyptian mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it's weird to be just those two.
Yeah, I mean, the others do show up. They're just less prevalent. And that's the same in Marvel. Everything else is also there. They're just less prevalent.
Like Hercules is a character and everything.
Yeah, so we got some looks into that. It looked okay. I mean,
I'm looking forward to it more than I was.
One thing, this is a question I have for you, a little bit more speculation.
For me specifically, or the audience,
is who I'm talking to. You're the only one who can answer me right now.
Well, you said it. You said it, but you were looking at me. You kind of looked down at the corner. I'm like, is that what you think the audience is?
Yes, but no. So it happened in the comics, and I assume it will happen in these films, where Black Adam becomes something of a heroic figure, at least an
That's kind of what the marketing. Nothing about it has really been like, oh, he's a big villain coming up.
Right. But if I were guessing, were I a betting man, I would potentially say in this movie, he is something of an anti-hero. He gets his
mind transferred into a dog and becomes Crypto.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. No. he's something of an anti-heroic figure. Maybe. And this is a deep pull for everybody about a movie I like, but apparently people hate. Dracula Untold. a film where Dracula is a bad like guy, but he's also a good guy, but becomes more of a bad guy as it goes on. I have a feeling that's what this will somewhat be. And then he'll be, because I have a feeling they're going to want, Shazam surprisingly did very well for them. And Black Adam is Shazam's villain.
Yeah, so I could
easily see maybe Shazam 3 being Shazam versus Black Adam. You want him to be a villain for that.
I would say if you were a betting man betting on how it should go, then you should make that bet. If you were betting on how it's probably gonna go, I don't know if I would do that, because I have a feeling it's gonna pop up like maybe they have that sort of idea right now, but when they introduce Dwayne Johnson as Black Adam, people are going to like him too much and they're going to go, oh, we can't make him the villain. We got to make him like more heroic and likable, or else people aren't going to like this guy. Kind of a Loki situation.
Yeah, okay. I could see that.
Because I think they're just going to, they're going to be like, oh,
yeah,
if we make him a villain, it won't make us money. So maybe it'll be like a sort of civil war deal if they do fight, where you could kind of see both halves. I hope if they fight, I don't need Black Adam to be an out and out villain. If he's the leader of his country,
Kondak,
yeah, and he's looking out for its best interest.
Yeah,
and then you can
easily do something like I think it's touched in Wonder Woman 1984.
I still haven't seen that film.
It's fine. It's not great, but it's not terrible. It's fine. Anyway, Kondak appears in that film. And there's some talk of its oil fields being like up for wanting to take them. They want to defend them. You could easily do something where, you know, the United States government, you know, does something in Kondak, as we often do in the Middle East. He has problems with that, as he should, and decides to do something in retaliation, as he actually has power.
Yeah.
And then Shazam, being not an agent of the American way, but an American nonetheless.
Well, yeah, because I don't know how this interpretation is, but Black Adam is very much the kind of guy to where if your government does something,
you've done it, especially if you're like not just a civilian maybe, but definitely like a person with power. He sees them like
if American of if America government or whatever went and affected his country, he would see it as America as a whole,
right?
But I like I said, I don't know how they're gonna go with this interpretation.
I have no idea.
I feel like he's gonna be to The Rock, if you know what I mean.
I really hope not. We didn't get a lot of that in this teaser. He doesn't say anything, and all we see of him is being very stoic and just electrocuting some guys.
Look, that was cool when he just fucking melted that guy like that door does to that lady.
Yeah, it was rad.
It was pretty sweet.
His skull turned to ash, although that looked a bit weird.
Yeah, I mean, visual effects probably. I don't know. They could just leave it like that, but they got enough time to polish that kind of stuff out.
His suit looks quite similar to Zachary Levi's Shazam suit, which makes sense to me.
Yeah,
presumably these are in the same continuity.
Yeah, no, I think that's like a certain, I don't know, it's kind of iffy on the Shazam as a whole connection to the DCEU, like right. There is connections, but it's not totally, but I think that is a confirmed thing that Black Adam and Shazam are connected.
Right. Because we also, skipping to a later part of DC fandom, saw some bits of the new Shazam movie, Shazam 2. What is it? Clash of the Gods?
Fury of the Gods, I think.
Fury of the Gods, yeah. Where Helen Mirren and, I forget the other one. I was mostly just very excited by seeing Helen Mirren in a goofy suit. They play two goddesses who are coming to wreak havoc on Earth. I don't know. It feels weird to have two films very much in the same, not only the same continuity, but in the same little corner of that comic book universe, and them to be wholly this separate. Like in Shazam, the only superheroes you really get a sense of existing are Batman and Superman. But then to be like the Justice Society maybe existed, or Dr. Fate and Hawkman. And
I hope it's more connected to like a larger DC universe, if that the DCEU or whatever's coming out, whatever's happening after the Flash movie, which we probably talk about in a bit. I'm not opposed to making the Shazam corner of the universe a place to explore more of the DC universe. Speaking of the Shazam movie, because I don't know why we would come back to it after this.
Yeah, we have no structure here. We're just gonna do it as we go.
Details about that I like the new suit. I think it's a pretty good upgrade. My only problem with the suit is right where the symbol is, it looks like someone's cropped off the top of the symbol and it like starts like right like where his like
where the hand call like hamburger meat would be showing
his collar. Yeah, that's what it, and it bothers me heaps because it looks like an unfinished symbol, like he was working on his suit and then he got like called. He's like, oh god, I gotta take what I could use. But other than that, I think the suit does, and all the suits do look much better than the last one. I think that's a big improvement. It seems like they're having a bit of fun in the Rock of Eternity, which I could really
They're gonna go to the Rock of Eternity. The Library of Eternity was also casually thrown out there.
I think they talked they're about
probably
like
gonna
a,
go to Mount Olympus if I
think
had to
they
guess.
Talked about I think that's what they said. They said some
I think
God
this is
place.
The Hall of the Gods or something.
Yeah,
something vague, but it looked a lot like Mount Olympus. Jackson heads out there.
I like the first Shazam. Looking forward to the second one. It's probably my Suicide Squad came out.
Yeah, the Suicide Squad.
It's one of my top two favorite movies of the DCEU.
The Shazam kids themselves, because of the way time works, have gotten older and lankier. I don't like it.
Yeah, no, that's one thing about Billy Batson, which it's cool to see in a time jump scenario like Kingdom Come. But Billy Batson can't really age all too much because his whole thing is he's a kid who becomes like a man. He bigs himself, yeah, but
he becomes Tom Hanks.
Yeah, if you have a young man become a man, that's the, who it's cares?
Weird. If he's jumping weird. Like a few too, years ahead, it's strange. It looks weird.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Shazam.
Oh, we got to get to the most important thing. They spent a ton of time talking about during DC Fandom. The Flash has finally got his golden boots.
That's literally all they had to say about the next season of The Flash was we got gold boots now. And I'm like, Green okay, Goose you gotta talk about the plot,
on the
or
Zoom
are you gonna
call
fucking...
and was talking all this shit about how he wished, he begged to God he could finally get the gold boots, and they finally gave it to him.
Grant, any word on getting better writers in the house or any new original ideas?
No,
that you should bring? We got gold boots. We got gold boots.
We finally got the gold boots. We're now
look
very
at the
comic
boots.
Book accurate. We got gold boots.
Yeah, that show is coming back. Another season.
Another fucking punch to the gut. That's it.
Maybe it comes back around.
It keeps chugging along. It'll run until it dies.
Someone put a fucking bullet in the Flash's head, please, for his sake.
Fucking misery.
Speaking of the Flash, we mentioned it a bit. The Flash movie. We finally got confirmation. The Flash is in the Flash movie.
So, like we said, we were texting while watching this. You sent to me, well, at least you can finally stop saying that you've yet to see The Flash in any of the things about The Flash movie.
Yeah, but that might, I mean, I guess he did come on and talk like to a Zoom call or whatever, but he says that they don't have any footage for it.
Yeah.
And so what is the footage they show?
That's got to be like all they've
got,
basically.
Like a little fan film he made? Because he said him and someone else, I don't recall at the moment, put together a little something. He's like, we don't have footage to show you. Don't have a teaser. So me and this other person put a little something together. So was that like, is that part of the movie? Was
I think
that like
he
a,
was just being cheeky. I think that's just the most that they had.
Because a lot of it looked real fake. Like I understand it's pretty early on.
Especially there's one like quick shot towards the end of that shows the Flash, somebody who looks almost exactly like the Flash, and then Supergirl standing in the Batcave. And the two Flashes next to each other looked really, really fake.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't be surprised if this is very early in the production.
Yeah. So I'm not completely sure what that is, what that was, but if that's what we're expecting, Flash has done multiverse before. That's kind of one of his little rounds.
Unfortunately, it's become,
which I'm not against, but doing into the Flashverse where like you put together a team of Flashes or like multiverse heroes
other
or
people,
it's not that's not something
especially for the first Flash film.
Yeah,
it's not great.
It's not. I'm excited to see Michael Keaton back.
Look, I like Michael Keaton.
He seems like he was excited to come back as Batman.
Was he? I know he's often just like, I don't give a shit about any of these.
Well, I don't remember.
He tends to have a very, what is it, Harrison Ford-like attitude.
Yeah, I don't remember what I was watching it on, but it was an interview with him, and they talked about him returning, and it was like talking about how it's pretty cool that like 20, 30 years or whatever later, he still gets to be Batman. And he's, Harrison Ford's very much, oh, shut up about Star Wars. I don't
Which
care
I
about
love.
Star Wars.
I absolutely adore.
It's
one of
rules.
My favorite things about any celebrity. I love how much He hates Star Wars. How little time he has for Star Wars.
But Michael Keaton is very much, yeah, I'm Batman, and that's pretty sweet. Like, he said he was excited for coming back at it. I know there was, what college was it? He was doing a speech at a college, like a graduation thing. And he's like, oh, and I'll just leave you with some final words. And he leans in and he's like, I'm Batman. And everybody freaked the fuck out.
Before we move on from it, this is something you texted me right when it started with Ezra Miller. He looked like shit.
I didn't. That's just a personal choice he was gonna make. I said this like to my friend. I specifically thought about it and didn't touch on the fact.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
that's too. But that's besides the point. That's just me a segueing. You got real Italian right then. That's just me a segueing into my real point, which is I saw a tweet right during it, which was, oh, he's wearing the choker to reference like the last time he was on video.
I don't know what that's a reference.
Where he choked a fan and threw her to the ground.
Oh, that's cool ass. That's familiar. Oh, yeah, but he was. Well, I guess if he's a piece of shit like
well,
that.
No, look, I'm not going out saying he's a piece of shit. She did ask him to.
Oh, okay. Oh, and then he was just fulfilling. I mean, no, he was just fulfilling someone's fantasy.
Yeah,
I get that.
That's
okay,
that's why I'm not jumping and saying he is a piece of shit.
All right,
but that is shitty to do.
Yeah, he was dressed. So I'm a big fan of a denim vest. I'll wear a denim vest like all the time.
He will wear a denim vest forever. It's
but
very
the,
funny.
He was wearing a denim vest that by itself felt, man, maybe this was on purpose now that I know that information, that felt very white hick wife beater. And then he was wearing a shirt with such a deep fucking collar, like that it like dropped down, like it was like what do you like one of those like strapless dresses girls wear. It felt like he was wearing one of those, and then he had like a choker over it.
It was weird. It wasn't a good
look. All I'm saying is I wouldn't have dressed like that if I was gonna be on camera in front of a million nerds or whatever.
Though to be fair, nobody has ever accused us of being fashionable.
Yeah,
maybe
no.
That's fashion.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the wrong here. Maybe all of you loved it. Speaking of the Flash looking like shit, not the gold boots. I do understand that this is early and they didn't have much, but the Flash suit in this looked garbage.
It looked,
like
also
because they kept the helmet look of it, but none of the other armory, so it looks like he's wearing a bulbous head.
Yeah,
he looks like he's in one of those in Malcolm in the Middle where Hal got real into like the speed running or whatever. He looked like, maybe that's what they're going for
supposed to be quick.
He looked like he was wearing one of those, and it was real dumb looking. I'm not excited for the Flash
on a conceptual level, and I know this is a dumb nitpick that only probably affects me, but in the Batcave, presumably with Keaton, he had the Tron lines of the new 52 Flash suit, right? Mm-hmm. But if this is their equivalent to Flashpoint, Flash doesn't get those Tron lines until he comes back to the regular universe.
Just stop. Nobody cares, dude. you're putting too much of your soul in this. It bothers me. Just let that, just drop that weight off your shoulders.
It bothers me. It weighs on me.
One thing that did piss me off was he goes up to the Batmobile, and it's clearly the Keaton Batmobile underneath.
He goes to pull the thing,
and he pulls the sheet off, and it cuts. And that legitimately pissed me off. I was like, fuck you! Eat my dick! It's not like that's gonna be the theme where I'm like, oh, I need to go see the Flash
because I gotta see what that Batmobile looks like.
But that could have been a moment that I'm like, okay, maybe this would be pretty sick. I love the Keaton Batmobile
full trailer.
Look, maybe that's what it is. But if not, chortle me the Flash as a character. I wish you had better content nowadays. The Flash,
one of my favorite characters. Yeah, is being done wrong.
What else is going on? That concludes us
being
DC
angry guys on a podcast.
Yeah,
a lucrative field.
No, probably not. Probably not. We got a lot more DC.
If we circle back around to Injustice, it will not be the end of it.
Yeah.
Aquaman had a big day today.
Oh yeah, Aquaman. He's got a new show that came out. I started that show down because it's a cartoon, like a kid's cartoon. I'm like, oh, maybe this is good, and I could sit here and watch it with my niece. It's very it seems like it's trying to capture that Cartoon Network Flapjack and
something like what's Ed, other Eddie,
maybe
but not
a bit
quite.
Maybe a bit of Chowder. It'll have like really simplified animation, and then it'll zoom in and something's like hyper detailed,
yeah,
something, and
you
then
get
like
a, stuff like Ren and Stimpy,
yeah, or
apparently
watching
SpongeBob.
Brought to mind I didn't watch much of it, but Gumball and Regular Show, that sort of felt like, and I've this is off me clicking on the show for 5 minutes and being like, okay.
Yeah, this isn't exactly an in-depth review.
But yeah, Aquaman's got that. Aquaman 2.
He's also getting his movie.
I don't know
out.
If it was officially announced before this. I know it was
assumed. I know it was talked about heaps.
And people talked about it. But yeah, that's happening for sure. I know they talked about that Mira. What's her name? Actress that plays her.
Oh, Amber Heard, the one who
I know she's not coming back. I'm pretty sure
she is.
No, I think that was like a thing announced.
She was in the
week.
Teaser.
Oh, then maybe. I
remember because they had one shot of her that they used twice, and it was the behind the scenes shot where she's got her hair pinned up, and there's like a diving bell kind of vessel, and she's punching at the window.
Oh, then maybe I'm wrong, but I was pretty sure I saw a thing where they're like, oh yeah, DC let go of Amber Hurst for Aquaman 2.
I haven't heard that. I hope I would have liked that.
Yeah.
But from what I have seen, and I haven't looked into it crazy amount, but I did see her there. And from last I checked, it was people were calling for her to be fired, and then they just didn't.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then they had fired Johnny Depp from Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, that's what I, because that's why I think I saw it and it was a big deal, because like it was like people like, oh, we did it, we got it to happen, but maybe that was just fake.
Look,
or
maybe they have and they just didn't take her out of this behind
yeah
the
they already had
footage.
This like ready to go, but I don't know why they would have waited that long, and then, but whatever. I haven't seen Aquaman 1. And that's because I don't like Amber Hurst. That's the reason I haven't seen Aquaman 1, because I'm a hero.
Please just lay applause at his feet, throw roses at him. He is a hero.
He hasn't watched Aquaman, as like someone throws their child up at me.
I did watch Aquaman. It was fine.
Better or worse than Wonder Woman 1984?
Better in some ways, worse than others. Better, I guess, just straight up plot wise, it was a lot more straightforward. Mm-hmm. Worse character writing wise, like, say what you will about Wonder Woman 1984, but the characters of Wonder Woman and Steve Trevor and everybody,
yeah, those look
good
fun.
Character
yeah,
writing.
That looked fun in the trailers. The main reason I haven't seen that movie is because my family watched it without me, and you watched it without me. And those I'm just saying those are the two people I usually watch movies with, is either you or my family. So unless it's a movie I really want to see, if both of those options just aren't there, I probably just won't watch the film. But Aquaman was a choice I made. Aquaman was a choice.
You didn't want to support Amber Heard.
Yeah. even when the movie came out and that wasn't known yet.
Yeah. You knew.
Yeah, I knew. I could see it in her eyes.
You could see it in Johnny Depp's eyes.
I could see the fear he held behind him. All right, more DC bullshit.
We were just talking about Wonder Woman. It's her 80th anniversary.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of cool stuff for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of fan art for that. So heaps of this thing would stop. This was like three and a half hours, and heaps of this stuff. But they would lollygag and bullshit
and talk about. I want to preface this pretty quickly with, this is not something I would normally watch. I might watch the trailer separately.
Yeah, like that's
how
I've always experienced these scenes.
But this year we were like, well, we didn't record Injustice. We want to record DC Fandom. It's only right if we watch the whole damn thing.
Yeah. And there's a lot of every like fucking 15 minutes it felt like oh, let's stop and look at fan art. And I know that's cool for the people that worked on the art.
Amazing. And some of the art was really cool.
Yeah, some of it was really cool. A lot of it was actually cooler than like the professional art that they put on.
Like, it was really cool.
And like a lot of the cosplay was cool. There was like a little toddler dressed as Batman.
Yeah, there was a pug dressed as Robin.
Oh yeah, that was my favorite one of those breaks where they're like, oh, it was after the Super Pets thing, and like, oh, he has our own Super Pets, and heaps of it was just a bunch of dog cat cosplay. I was like, this is pretty good.
But
I'm sitting there watching this.
Pattinson bat suit ruled. It was a great
he fucking cool. But I was sitting there watching this, and every time it would stop for some bullshit like that, or they're talking about something for way longer than I need them to talk about, I'm like, oh my fucking god, just please show me something I care about.
So like we mentioned up top, or Andrew mentioned, he jumped in about 15 minutes after it started.
Oh,
so he was awarded the ability to skip a lot of that.
A lot of that I was fast forwarding through and like going so I could catch up. And there was a really cool bit on Milestone.
Yes, I love Milestone comics. I have since I was little.
I have
original printing, like the first Static Shock comic.
Yeah, no, that
I got
fucking
from my
rules.
Dad. It rules.
Yeah, I love Static Shock. I love Icon.
Hardware's always
Rocket rules.
Rocket's super cool. The Blood Syndicate, I've never been super into.
Yeah,
but
they were
right.
Talking about how like people are real into that, and I'm like, oh, really? That's like a big community. But anyways, yeah, they talked about how they're working on the live action Static Shock, which
they dropped some bombs. As far as I was aware, those were just rumors.
Yeah.
It was live action Static, it was animated Milestone.
I think they said something about Icon and Rocket are getting something.
They're gonna be in the animated thing.
Oh, that's cool. Is that where Guardians going to?
Yeah. They're all going into the animated
cool.
one. They had the compendium, which sounds really cool.
That sounded pretty
all
sweet.
Of the old like Milestone stuff all in one place.
But yeah, after they announced that, I'm like, okay, that kind of seems like it's wrapping up with the announcements with this. So I fast forwarded it past that. I guess there was like a good couple minutes
so
more
in
the
I
Milestone
afterwards.
I fast forwarded through that and I caught up, and it was Peacemaker, and it was just like a fucking 15 minute Zoom call of them talking about Peacemaker,
and it felt really scripted.
I'm interested
in the show. It looks good.
All I needed was the fucking trailer. I'm like, I skipped the Milestone shit for this garbage.
And I brought it up because this is really cool thing Milestone has just started called the Milestone Project, which is, and I guess I'm advertising for it right now. I'm not getting paid for this. I just think it's cool.
Yeah, no, it's a really cool idea.
So Milestone has always been about, you know, putting out diverse voices into a medium that isn't always very diverse.
Yeah,
you know?
it's especially like it's front and forward. This is the black voice of superheroes.
And it's really, really cool.
And they do such a good job at it.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's genuinely
like,
really cool.
Like that sort of deal, a lot of the time you would feel like, yeah, I understand the point of this. It feels pretty ham-fisted.
Right.
It can be easy to
fall into blaxploitation.
Yeah.
It isn't black people doing that. This is black owned and you know, for black people by black people, whereas black exploitation was often other people.
It's
the exploitation.
A lot of times with this, it's very, oh, we're doing message first, every character's in story second. But Milestone has
never
always
done
been,
that.
It's always been great at fucking,
especially Static, because he was who I read the most. I did read some.
He was the one who got a cartoon. And,
yeah. One of my favorite shows growing up, like literally one of my favorites.
We'll probably do a Static Shock.
We have to. I love Static Shock.
He fucking rules.
Oh, but yeah. So they started this project where they want to keep doing that. They want to increase the diversity in the field of comic book writing, in art, in penciling, in coloring, and inking. So they have this website. I don't know the link, and I'm not going to put the link in the description because they're not paying us.
Yeah, but just you look up Milestone. Milestone project.
You'll find it eventually. I looked into it. It's pretty new. It just was announced. There's not a ton on it, but it'll be there. Where, yeah, anybody, particularly people who are either Black or just diverse, you know, LGBT community, stuff like that, some sort of diverseness to themselves, are afforded the opportunity to like audition, basically. If you're a writer, they give you a prompt and you have to write a script. If you're an artist, they give you a script and you have to draw the paneling, like all of those things, which is absolutely incredible.
That's so cool. That's awesome. That's a
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I don't have the talent for it. And
no.
Yeah, I'm not diverse. So I'm straight and white and male. So like,
yeah, same thing. Because like my family is half Jewish, half Mexican. Like I could try to go for this. But
yeah, yeah. Like my family's Brazilian. I could pull the whole. Oh yeah, I'm like 7/4 Cherokee or whatever kind yeah. of.
But well, I mean, mine's a little more than that. But yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm saying like I'm Brazilian from my dad's side. I got that whole classic thing that white people like to do of, oh, I'm all of these fractions of right. these different things.
But I looked into it because it did interest me quite a bit. And it sounds hard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I was going to say before that is that I would love this kind of opportunity to do that kind of thing. Don't have the talent for it.
No. Yeah. Because it was like, hey, we'll give you like a prompt and these characters, and then you need to write, I think it was like an 8-page script.
Yeah.
It was, you need to do like a whole, basically 8 pages of comic book if you're an artist.
Yeah.
And they want you to link to something you've already created mm-hmm. so they can look at that. So if you have just no experience creating things, this is maybe not for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little hard to stand out. But yeah, I would love, that's like dream, my dream yeah. is to be able to have a hand in like these stories like Marvel or DC or even Scooby-Doo or Ninja Turtles, just to be able to have some like creative say on what happens in these worlds. But look, just because I feel like I have a couple of ideas I think is cool.
doesn't mean they're actually all that great.
Yeah. Well, I meant doesn't mean like I could put the work into making them yeah. happen. But yeah.
Or have the experience to know how to do that.
Yeah.
But it's a super cool project. If that does sound like something you'd be interested in, look it up. It's cool. It's really
and
cool.
And hey, if you've never looked into Milestone characters before, most of them rule.
Yeah, a ton of them are just the coolest. I love a lot of them.
Yeah.
What
else
that's what
happened?
He skipped to then get
yeah,
hit with.
Yeah, Peacemaker, really look, I'll watch Peacemaker.
It looks like a good show. Vigilante looks cool.
Look, Peacemaker wasn't one of my favorite things in the Suicide Squad movie. I'm not that big of a fan of John Cena.
Yeah, that's my big thing on this. I don't really like John Cena all that much. Like, he's fine.
Yeah,
I don't find him a very good actor, but he's fine. Yeah, he's fine.
But yeah, Peacemaker, I'll check that out. What other? Oh, Blue Beetle, speaking
yes!
about diversity and superheroes and everything.
This actor's name, it's very hard to pronounce, and by trying I would probably just be insulting, so I'm not going to. He is the character Miguel on the Netflix show Cobra Kai. He's an up-and-coming actor, and he rules. He's very good. He's probably one of the better parts of that show. And if
hell
he's
yeah.
Jaime Reyes, I'm pretty excited about
yeah,
it.
No. Like, even because I haven't watched Cobra Kai, but when he first got announced, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty spot on, Jaime. I mean, he seems a bit old. Like, he seems more, like... late teens or like young
yeah,
adult
he plays a high schooler
yeah
like a late stage high school
yeah then Jaime Reyes is usually like earlier teens like
not always but yeah
yeah he just seemed a bit older but that doesn't matter if he's a great character the age doesn't matter. I mean age matters in some things. Anyways,
yeah, it's real hard to get that foot out of your mouth. but no, that looks rad. I don't know if I've seen anything by the guys who are making this, but they seem passionate, which is cool.
Yeah, he was talking during the thing. He was like, "Oh, you got to one up the superhero suits, and we got the best superhero suit." I got real excited,
and then he was like, "I haven't seen it."
Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, that," because that was my biggest worry, is that Blue Beetle doesn't look like a dumb shit in his suit. And then he's like, "Haven't seen it yet." I'm like, "Oh, so you're just saying that? Okay."
Yeah.
Well, I hope what you said is true.
but I was excited. That looks good.
I'm interested to see if Ted Kord's going to be in this movie and
yes.
who they're casting as
there
him, because he's one
of
my favorite
concept art shown.
Legacy characters.
And the art was of Blue Beetle Jaime Reyes. in front of the glowing sign of Court Industries.
Yeah.
So presumably he will make some sort of appearance.
Yeah, you could do a really cool, like,
at the very least,
mentor role type thing. Because Blue Beetle is a legacy character.
I wonder if they're going to reference Dan Garrett.
I hope so. I hope that ties in to Black Adam.
Yeah, I was going to say that could be really cool because Dan Garrett is far more connected to the Egyptian side of the Scarab.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that. Any new movies they just announced and didn't show too much on? The Batgirl. That looks pretty sick.
Yeah, starring, I think it's the lead actress from In the Heights. I haven't seen the movie. I've heard it's pretty good. I just don't like musicals.
Look, she seems real charismatic in her.
And she seems to like the character.
Interview. They seem to enjoy the character. I was glad to hear that they said for the costume design, they're going with the cowl design other than the face mask. That's something I really like about.
One thing that did seem a little weird, they are sticking to the red hair. Even though
it depends how red they go.
Yeah, it's just weird because this actress is not redheaded, mm-hmm. And to then dye her hair red to be Barbara seems weird.
Because Barbara's hair is it's not like Batwoman where it legitimately is a part of her costume.
Yeah,
but Barbara's hair is a bit like it's a big part of the Batgirl look, the Batgirl costume. So if they can get it looking good, I'm glad that they took that route. If they can't, I'd prefer just not.
Yeah, and I guess I'm not a
pessimistic on your bets, which look fair enough.
I err on the side of caution.
DC has guided me before. Wow, there seems to be a lot more of this I'm actually excited for than
because watching.
Yeah, because before this, I'm like, oh man, DC. So no,
literally before this, we sat here and we're like, does DC Comics maybe just suck?
Yeah, because we mentioned Injustice, which was a dog shit movie.
It was so bad.
So okay, we'll get Injustice out of the way.
Yeah, let's jump right into
a part of it. So Injustice, all it is an animated movie with bad voice acting, bad character design, bad
animation. A lot of the
bad animation. There was like a couple of parts where I'm like, oh, that looked pretty cool. Like one of them I could think of is where they kind of replicated Superman's super move in the video game when he was punching. But even that was it looks better than the rest of this movie.
A weirdly truncated plot. It was weird.
Yeah, so it tells the story of the comics from year one and it ends to the end of the video game at year five.
And that's just is it year five or
six on the game?
By the end of it, it's not even connected to either of those stories.
Oh,
it's
they have to cut out so much of that to fit it. I think this movie's like 70 minutes long, but it feels so much longer. It feels both like it's at a breakneck speed because it's trying to fit so much into like so little time, but it feels like everything that's happening.
It feels dragging on. I remember while we were watching it, because we watched this on like a watch party together. I remember looking each time and being like, man, how much more of this movie is there? Because I want it to be over.
Yeah, and then like we got to like there's like 5 or 10 minutes left throughout the whole movie. I'm like, when are they gonna get to the other Superman bit? Like, when are they gonna, because in the game, the whole game is from one universe perspective of going to another universe where they have to deal with the bad Superman and everything. But when you're looking at the comics and the, I guess this, it's from the universe, this is perspective that they go to, like the one with the evil Superman. And so like with comics, when it's building up to the game, it's not that weird because you kind of know the end point. And then like there's a lot more kind of like set up for, oh, we got to go into the multiverse kind of thing where this one, we're watching the whole movie And then I'm like, so when are they going to get into like the multiverse stuff? When is that going to show up? And then you start going, oh, they're probably just not going to do it with this one. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And then Mr. Terrific like one line is like, oh, I'm looking at different Earths from the multiverse. And everybody, this is something we've talked about personally, that everybody in DC Comics, all the Earths are titled Earth blank.
Numbered. Yeah.
Not always too, because it's like Earth X, they're numbered, though. There's Earth Prime. But yeah, for the most part, it's like Earth and they're numbered like Earth 12, Earth 3, Earth 52. And it, like we've talked in our own
separately as friends,
because we talk about the DC multiverse sometimes
when it's not recorded.
We're like, oh, everybody should be like, yeah, I'm Earth One, and right. Then like when you find out,
funny that,
yeah, like, when you find out that someone else is Earth One, you're like, okay, but we're Earth A, or you guys could be Earth A, but we're Earth Alpha.
Right. We always thought that was funny.
Yeah, we thought that was
that was brought up in this as like a kind of throwaway joke, which is fine. I don't know.
Yeah, look, it was a pretty funny concept to us, but I audibly groaned when he said it.
That's the other thing. The voice acting in this was atrocious. It was so bad.
Oh yeah.
Like, so bad.
Yeah, like right away, the Superman in this, we're like, oh, that's what they picked for the Superman voice. And then watching the
DC who happens fandom to be today, I didn't realize.
We Green found Arrow out that with Green Smallville. Arrow from Smallville, which is someone who I like.
I'm not a fan, but he's
look, fair enough. Like I liked him in Smallville. I've seen him popped up. My mom watches that show, Here It Is, This is us. I think.
Oh, I've heard that show's good.
Yeah, she watches that show and she says he was on it. So when he first showed up,
we watched that film Jexy. He's in that.
Oh yeah, he's in Jexy. Go watch Jexy, please. No,
it's not great.
that's just something we'll do. We'll like pick Adam Devine films.
Usually it's Adam Devine. We kind of just pick films. Not like, you know how people have this habit of picking bad films to watch and make fun of, like B movies, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pick modern B movies, movies that are like just not great.
No, okay, that's not, we don't go out of our way. Well, one thing we do when we're hanging out and we're, you know, you're looking through fucking Netflix,
nothing
or whatever
seems
for
good
something
to watch. Nothing.
As a joke, I'll like click something and be like, ah, oh, shit, we're watching.
Yeah, either he'll click it or I'll see it and I'll think it's funny to act excited about a dumb movie.
Yeah, and
so
then I'll
be
call
like,
his
oh my
bluff.
God, it's Nick and Nora's Infinite
And I'll fucking click it and then. Like it will sit there and then one of us will be like, are we seriously gonna do this? And then we'll be like, oh, we'll give it 10 minutes and then we'll watch the whole thing.
I will in my own defense, the we'll give it 10 minutes is almost never said by me.
I think we watched like that Playboy Bunny movie or House Bunny, I think it's called
House Bunny,
where it's about a Playboy Bunny girl going living in a sorority. We started watching that movie like that, sort of just watched all of it, but then I stopped at like the 10 minutes tell mark of the movie. There was only 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm done with this. And Adam got extremely mad at me.
Oh, it's a sunk cost fallacy. We wasted like an hour 20 of our life and you couldn't put in the extra 10 minutes?
Yeah, look, that was one of the like most anger I've seen in his eyes.
Aforementioned Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Yeah, but we watched Jexy and he was in it.
He was in there.
I don't hate him, but he wasn't a good voice for Superman. I don't know who did it, but the Joker voice in this was hot garbage.
He sounded like a 65-year-old man.
A smoker, like a lifetime smoker. So that was injustice. It was bad. Don't watch the movie. If you're gonna enjoy the story, read the comics and then cap it off with playing through the game.
Yeah, I don't even really like Tom Taylor that much. But those comics are okay at the start.
Look, you could experience a story like my dad did for some reason, where he watched all the cutscenes of the game on YouTube.
Too. My dad does that too. I don't understand it.
Yeah, he did it. My dad did it for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
My dad does it for a ton of games.
I'm like, why are you doing this?
He watched all of God of War that way. I don't understand.
I don't fucking get it. But yeah. But what I'm saying is that's a better experience than watching this film.
It just will be. This movie sucked so much.
What else happened in DC fan?
Yeah, let's move on, hit some of these rapid fire.
Super Pets, why'd they cast it that way? Bad. A lot of like comic book announcement stuff.
Some of those are cool. I like The Other in the DC universe, I think is what it was called.
Yeah,
look really good.
There's 5 but not really DC animated movies coming out. One's a Long Halloween Deluxe Edition, which I assume is just both the movies without having to click out of HBO to find the next one.
Weird.
One is
a Green Lantern
Teen Titans
movie?
Go.
That was cool.
Yeah, Green Lantern. I forgot what it was called. It was the only one.
Band of Brothers.
Yeah. That wouldn't be bad. You take John Stewart, Hal Jordan,
Kyle and Guy. Put them in an alien war.
Yeah, and their little band of brothers. I'd be into that. Green Lantern one was the only one I was like, oh, new Green Lantern movie.
It's just a little clip at the end of one of the other movies, but there's going to be a Constantine one of those, which sounds
cool.
Oh,
yeah. There's a new DC showcase coming out, which those are cool. The last one had a pretty sweet Phantom Stranger one.
Yeah.
I know there was a really cool Spectre one not too long
ago.
Yeah.
He's voiced by Matt Walsh, who I think does a great job.
There was what's the monster military?
Oh, the Creature Commandos.
Creature Commandos. I was gonna say Howling Commandos.
No, that's Marvel.
They had a pretty cool DC showcase. DC showcase coming out is pretty cool. I think the only one they mentioned for the DC showcase was the Constantine one. There's Teen Titans Go versus DC Supergirls.
For children, not for me. I will not pass judgment.
We will have an episode on it.
Ugh. Naomi getting her own CW show.
Oh yeah.
I never really watched the character, but
yeah, she's new.
She's new. She's heavily based on Milestone stuff, even though she's not from Milestone. So maybe that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know what the past judgment. Stargirl season 2 is coming back.
I thought it was Dave from Alvin and the Chipmunks movies, but it was actually Owen Wilson's brother.
Yeah. Is he Owen Wilson's brother?
I don't know. That's what you told me. You said
poor man's Owen Wilson. So that guy's related to brother. Owen Wilson. Funny because that's how I've always referred to that guy as. Stargirl, I didn't watch the whole thing. I liked how much it used the Justice Society. Look, I almost always love the Justice Society. Doc Midnight's gonna show up in the new season, so maybe I will give it
a go. That's cool.
Titans getting a season 4, baby.
His facial hair was bad, baby.
Oh yeah. What else? What's the fucking group of weirdos?
Suicide Squad.
No, other group of weirdos.
You gotta be more specific.
Robot Man, Negative Man.
Oh, Doom Patrol's getting
Doom Patrol.
That's cool.
Another season. Have you watched the Doom Patrol
No,
series?
But I've been thinking about
you
it.
You should. I feel like out of all of the DC shows, that one you might like. Because DC has a real problem in its TV shows of being stupid, goofy, but that one's more camp, like comic book camp.
I like that.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It's got Brendan Fraser as Robot Man.
Do love Brendan Fraser.
There was a really good bit in the trailer for this where he's holding a baby.
You're
he's
saying
like, I wanna...
really good bit because you
yeah
your bit.
He was holding a baby and he was talking about wanting to change, and I immediately text Adam referencing, I think you should leave. I'm like, that robot, that baby doesn't think Robot Man can change.
It was very funny, but you bringing it up now as a great bit is also very funny.
It was pretty good. I am pretty funny. I like references.
Slop up those steaks.
Batgirl is getting a new season. No, Batwoman. Batwoman's getting a new season.
The trailer was bad. I don't watch the show. Maybe it's good.
I watched the first season. It was hot garbage. Supergirl's getting a final season.
Yeah, they're ending.
Yeah, they're putting a bullet in that one. Congratulations, Supergirl.
They had a quick show as like their thing because they don't have anything new because they're just ending.
Yeah.
It felt a lot, and I said this during, like the episode of Community where they do the fake clip show of things we didn't see.
Yeah,
it had similar energy.
But to be fair, that's because you didn't watch.
Well, yes, but the things they brought fake and dumb.
Yeah, I get you. Video games.
Gotham Knights. They didn't really show too much. Nothing yeah,
I
really
so
seen.
I was sitting there. The big ones I was waiting for, so we're watching this whole 3-hour thing. And the ones I'm waiting for is Gotham Knights, Caped Crusader, and the Batman trailer. Right. Which,
it was all right.
I'm sitting there watching it. I'm like, come on, just show one of those three. Gotham Knights comes on. It shows a little story trailer, nothing new. I'm like, all right, talk about it a bit, get to the gameplay. They showed a bit of gameplay. It was all free cam. Edited gameplay, like not like actual someone playing the game. I was like, oh fuck this.
Not great.
Fucking chortle me, DC.
Suicide
Squad killed the Justice League. That was an all CG trailer, story trailer. It did really kind of cement the fact at the beginning with the same design for the logo and the gates, that this takes place in the Arkham universe.
Which we knew, I think
I think they mentioned it. So that's happening. DC Mobile game, baby, new that puzzle was, RPG.
Nobody
check it
gave
out.
A shit. It was bad.
Harley Quinn getting another games? Season. Oh, Harley Quinn season 3. Look, it's a surprise to us, probably especially. But that show's all right. I'm pretty
show.
Into that show. I'm not into the character.
For my dislike of Harley Quinn.
But that version, that version of Harley Quinn is one of the least annoying. But that show is really brought up by its side cast of characters.
I love Ivy.
Love Kite Man. Fucking
great.
Bane is probably my favorite interpretation.
King Shark is sick.
Of Bane. Yeah, fucking computer nerd King Shark rules. Clayface could get a bit annoying. Dr. Psycho is a key piece. I love that shit. Frankie Muniz. Check out Harley Quinn if you haven't.
Somehow you're listening to this.
Well, but, no, there's probably, I don't see that as a mutual.
Well, no, but they're more famous than
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
So if somebody heard of Harley Quinn,
if you don't, if you haven't watched Harley Quinn for the specific reason you don't like the character of Harley Quinn, take it from two guys who one of them really dislikes Harley Quinn. One of them hit or miss on Harley Quinn. Pretty good show.
I
check
tend to
it
dislike
out.
Harley Quinn, but I watched the show. It was good.
All
right. We got to start wrapping
I
up
think,
pretty soon
yeah,
here. So let's jump.
Is that,
let's
is there
do
any,
just
hold
like
on,
Fandome did.
Hold on. Let me think if there's anything else big worth mentioning that I missed. No. Oh, Caped Crusader. They didn't mention too much
didn't
on
show
it.
Too much. That's
but
I,
what?
Yeah.
What they talked about.
Sounds
I'm real
cool.
excited. Yeah. If
you, creative team of Bruce, Tim, Matt Reeves, and I guess J.J. Abrams sounds good.
It's being pitched as a more adult
Batman animated series
which
I'm really into.
Love. Yeah, I'm so excited for that one. Some people might not care, but it's right up my alley. Batman Unburied, an audio
shit, but
audio drama coming to Spotify. Look, I love fucking audiobooks. Graphic Audio has a really good line of DC books that are like audio dramas. They're like, they have Batman No Man's Land. That's just one of my favorite things to listen to. But If that's anything like this, which it kind of seems like that, but like if they had a celebrity cast, yeah, I'm excited for it.
I don't know, I'd never really heard of this, but when I looked into it, it didn't seem up my alley.
I found out about this because I was specifically looking for more Batman audiobooks and stuff. So I've been keeping an eye on this for a while.
Who's I'm not a particularly fan of.
Although they
got Manape to do the voice of Batman in that, which is cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've seen them talk about doing the character, like how they're using the audio format to do stuff like Scarecrow with soundscaping.
Yeah.
And then the way they've like they really want to work on the Joker's voice. I'm pretty excited for that. Speaking about the Batman,
we did exactly like DC fandom did. We rattled on for ages about shit you probably didn't give a shit about and saved it for the end.
Watching this, I was very worried because they played the behind the scenes scene, and for a lot of the scenes I was looking forward to, it was only a behind the scenes, and then they stop and talk about it for a while. I'm like, no, there's no way that could have been it for the Batman. Like, that's why I've been sitting here for 3 hours being like, oh, but they still got to play the Batman trailer. And I was so worried.
Seemed like they weren't gonna.
And then they're like, oh, and to send you all off, we did it last year, we're doing it this year, new Batman trailer. I was like, fuck yeah! Yeah,
I think the line Matt Reeves says is, but you've heard enough of us. Now it's time for the trailer, which I am appreciative of.
It was so good. I fucking loved the opening shot of this trailer. But it was the guy, assumedly the Riddler, sitting down at a coffee shop, and he gets arrested. His little fucking espresso. That's a little weird.
I wish more Batman villains did latte art. I think that's a good thing they should all get into.
It fucking killed me. Look, I'm excited for this movie, but I'm happy to see it carry on the tradition of the Riddler sucking ass at riddles. Like, I think the one riddle was what's black and blue and dead all over? And he says, it's you. I'm like,
that's not a riddle, man. That's a rhyme.
Yeah. Look, I'm excited, Riddler.
Looks good. Before fandom, they actually put out two posters for this film, which I'm if you listen to this, you probably saw somewhere on Twitter or something. That look really, really good.
I think I've seen those. You keep babbling on. I'm gonna get a live reaction of this.
I like that it seems to be the Riddler is based on the Zodiac Killer quite a bit.
Oh yeah,
which I think is cool.
Oh, you guys hear about that? The TMZ figured it out. They figured out who the Zodiac Killer
was. A group of independent researchers have put out a new theory that they claim solves the Zodiac Killer, but they broke the code. But because we have no way of knowing if they broke the code, because we don't know what the code is, they kind of can just claim whatever.
The Batman, the Batmobile scenes in this trailer
looked pretty
fucking sweet. One thing, I was when watching it, they were talking about what they were going for, like, oh, we've never seen like a grounded Batman at like the beginning of his like thing when they were doing the talk. I'm like, isn't that what Batman Begins was? Is it?
Yeah.
Like, other than the big bat tank he drives around, that's pretty much
the group of ninjas he fights.
Yeah, but that's what the pitch of that movie is.
Yeah.
Same concept, same. Is it these ones in black and red?
Yeah.
Like, he's in like red. Looks pretty sweet. Looks like it's raining blood over Batman, and you can't tell if he's having a good time in it or not. This one. It looks like the Riddler's holding a sign. Looks like he's holding out an invitation to Batman to come to his birthday party. And he's like, hey, Batman, I'm inviting you.
I like that specifically because it looks like the Riddler has the same penmanship as I do.
Well, I think he might be trying. I think that might be. bad Spider-Man. He might be trying. Like, the Riddler, I don't know about this interpretation, but the Riddler is really the kind of guy to sit there and, like, when he's writing a little letter, he's like, I gotta make it seem scary. I gotta put it in, like, I'm a psychopath. Like, I'll hurt him. And do, like, really dog shit handwriting.
What was it? It's the picture you sent me of somebody who's like, I redrew the hamburger helper guy because... This is him with, like, a sick, twisted mind.
Fucking stupid. If you go around saying shit like that, shut up.
But it looks good. The movie looks incredible. Like,
yeah, a lot of the shots look really good. There was one shot where I thought, I don't think I heard what he yelled, and it seemed a bit goofy. Oh, from him yelling, he's like behind the police glass and he like punches the glass and like yells something and he looks like he's throwing a little tantrum. That was like the one shot in the whole thing where I'm like, oh, that was weird. Everything else I was like, oh fuck, this all looks pretty sweet.
That final shot in the trailer of him upside down because he flipped the car walking and there's the fire behind him looks rad.
Yeah, you know that some fucking editor or whatever did that and they lean back and like, oh, I'm so fucking good at my job.
And look, they were.
Yeah, look, I'm real excited for that movie.
I want to watch that film.
I'm still iffy on Batterson, on him being Bruce Wayne particularly. He just doesn't scream Bruce Wayne to me, but I am very willing to be proven wrong and look past that. Look, if he is, I'm that sort of thing doesn't bother me. If he's not, I'm usually like, well, he could have, like, they could have got somebody who at least looks like Bruce Wayne. Well, but sure. I hope to be proven wrong with that. That's
all we got. That's basically
DC fandom. If we missed absolutely anything, we mentioned it a bit. I think, no, did I mention it like four times? I forgot if I talked about it or not. Super Pets.
We brought it up in passing. We said it was, yeah, bad.
Super Pets. Look, it might be a fun little kid. Oh no, that's the one. Bat Wheels. Fuck yeah. So there's this little preschooler show coming out that I'm real excited for to watch with my niece. That it's like Cars, like it's like Disney's Pixar's Cars, but Batmobile in DC universe. And I'm in, baby. Hope it's not boring. But there you have it. DC fandom 2021. Look,
this has been Atomic Android in Universe presents.
If you like us talking about these conferences in a very jumbled manner,
in a jumbled and not all that positive manner,
yeah, not cohesive, way more positive than I actually thought we were gonna be.
Fair enough.
I before we started, I'm like, man, I can't think of anything I'm excited to talk about or looking forward to, but look, there's Black Adam, Blue Beetle, Static Shock. I think we mentioned more. The Batman, that's one. DC, maybe stop being dumb shit with your comic books and work better on your movies. Because if these are good, I'm not a big fan of making comics more like the movies, but if those are the good ones and the comics are bad, then maybe do that.
I think that's it. That'll just about do us for today.
If you're excited for anything DC's got in the pipeline, the DC pipeline, I was trying to think of a creative name for it, but couldn't. The Bat Pipe.
Very creative. If you got anything like that you want to share with us, you're excited, you can hit us up on Twitter at Atomic Androids.
Or Instagram at Atomic Android 2020. Or you can email us personally and tell us. Not
personally.
Well, I mean, it's mostly personally. At theatomicemail@gmail.com.
All right. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye. Hello and welcome to In Universe, where we talk the ins and outs in all our fictional universes. I'm Andrew.
I'm Adam.
Should I take that from the top?
Yeah, let's take that from the top.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.